Greg and Scott, Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are.
All around the world.
Doing things a little bit differently today. We are at our outdoor studio.
Our new mobile office.
So if you hear any dogs in the background or yard work or et cetera, that's just because we're outside.
And we're all inclusive.
That's right. This is the first time we got to do the show and smoke our cigars at the same time.
Can it get better? I suggest that it cannot.
I don't think so. I think we should do it here more often.
Yeah, so never say that to a guy.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. No Ziggy today. It is...
we're Ziggy free.
Yeah.
We're free of adult supervision.
But when you were gone the last 2 weeks, you know, Ziggy and I had a... We did a speculation as to where you were. And we figured you were overseas in Europe, because that's where Taylor Swift is right now, doing her European version of the Eras Tour. And your goal was to get her to sign your arm so then you could put a tattoo over her signature.
Wow.
I do notice that your arm is bare, at least your left arm.
And, well, I think you guys were professing your own subconscious desires. I know, Ziggy, that's where he goes. He's always chasing. Sailor Twist.
Maybe that's where it came from. I don't know. But we thought it was a pretty good idea. And the whole time you were gone, and we figured you were out with Taylor, we were wondering...
What that mouth do?
Whoops, that's not the right one. We're going to play that for later.
Oh, just why so people are you know, gay? On
that's
the show,
what I wanted.
I am not in control of the sound bites, and usually I never... am told what they are until they play live.
No,
so.
we're going to... I'm going to...
I asked
that
forgiveness.
That was a little premature, but yeah, we're going to use that one to great effect today.
Okay.
Are you going to let me get away
you,
with...
You go ahead and have your fun. I have a...
You let me get away with saying premature, and you didn't run off on that.
I
appreciate your filter.
Used my filter. But you did mention I was gone for 2 weeks, and talk about driving. I have driven far too much in the last 2 weeks, and I got frequent driver miles, I think. I can't turn them in anywhere, but Scott's third T today stands for tired.
Okay.
I am done. I don't want to get in another car for a really long time.
How long have you been home?
A couple of days, few days.
So you haven't, you're still tired. You haven't recovered from the trip.
No. Okay. I'm like falling asleep early, falling asleep at things,
mm-hmm.
sleeping in late.
That's not like you at all.
I was amazed that I made it here first today. That's twice now.
Okay. Well, I had to make an extra stop. So.
No, no, I know. But I beat Ziggy because he didn't come.
That's right.
And then you were being responsible. So I take my wins wherever I can get them. Okay. So, but you also mentioned Sailor Twist, which I guess I can say Taylor
We can say
Swift
her name
now
because the bet is over and we won.
Yeah. And Taylor's number one fan got back to me and... did the mugs and everything. I received them. They're all protected, wrapped up nicely. They're kind of cool.
Right.
And I left them at home.
So you're so tired you left everything. You also left my cigars that you brought back from Mexico several months ago.
Yeah, I'm forgetting everything. I'm suffering from OLD.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably better because we should bust them out when Ziggy's actually here.
Yes, for sure.
So we'll wait. We'll do that next week.
All right. Boy, I wish we had a Twitter or a Facebook. We could put pictures up of them.
Well, I need a helper. My buddy turned me on to Tim Hawkins, a stand-up comedian, does a whole thing about his helper. It's awesome. You got to
his wife.
Look him up about his helper and the benefits of being married because you get a little helper. And he does this voice the whole time. He talks about all the things that she helps him with. It's really, really gold.
Well, it's one of those...
It's great stuff.
I hate to use the cliche. It's funny because it's true, but it really is. And
well, all comedy is based in truth a little bit.
Right. But that one in particular, because I know, you know, when we're driving, my wife likes to tell me that I'm going the wrong way and I should be going this way instead. I finally got her to not do that. And she's just like, okay, you're the driver. It's like, that's right. I'm driving. And then more often than not, I will tell her, do I turn here? Because she grew up in the town we live in, and I didn't, so I don't know everything back and forth like the way she does. So.
Yeah, that could be a new segment, Wrong Way Drake.
Okay.
Where you were going wrong way and you got corrected.
Yeah, okay, we can do that once or twice. Yeah.
That happened to me on our trip. We went out, I was down to Mexico, I was off to Phoenix, I was in San Diego, and then all the way back, and I drove way too much. And at one point, I was just zoning out.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's like, this is the exit. Are you going to make the exit? And I was like, thank you, actually, because she was right. I wasn't even there.
Right.
So it does help once in a while.
You were zoning off wondering,
why are you gay? No. No, I was like, how much longer before I get home? I never wonder that, Brian.
Doesn't that make you gay?
How many of these you got today?
I got all of them.
No, how many different clips you got today? You got seven?
I have several, actually. So that there's one, there's...
So no, who is gay?
No, don't.
And
why should someone be gay?
There's that one. And
do you perform the natural obligations?
These are all from an interview we found of a Nigerian talk show host who was interviewing somebody 5 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
It went viral, but we're so old that we don't catch the hip
it
stuff.
It was several years. Yeah, and you know, everybody is, I'll get to it later. We got other things to talk about. Well, you know, because we're.
We got all kinds to cover today.
Yeah, it's not that we're late to the party on this one, but it's just.
The list sheet is absolutely full. We got Elon did something. There's a Canadian journalist. Zuckerberg's under fire. Governor haircut. The Teamsters. EV owners have taken a new position.
Yeah, they want to go back to gas powered cars.
Well, I wasn't trying to.
Oh, okay.
You know,
this Elon thing.
To tease it.
This Elon thing is interesting because this, you know, Starlink apparently came to a native Amazon tribe and they've done nothing with it except look at porn and social media, and it has ruined the whole vibe of the tribe. So that's.
Well, they're becoming American.
Yeah, exactly. We always start with a crazy on the way. Do you have one?
Yeah, that was my crazy, is I have the mugs.
You got the mugs, and you forgot the mugs.
And I have your cigars, and I left them all at home.
Okay.
Right. So on. I'm
a bit
compromised.
My crazy happened, let's see, it's Wednesday as we record this, so this would have been last Saturday. My wife needed to make a run to Target for something, because we were on our way to dinner. Our reservation wasn't until 7:30, so she's like, I got to return something. And then we can go to the restaurant. I'm like, okay, that's fine, I'll go with you. So we're at Target, and I did... As we entered, I about broke my neck doing a double take, because there
really?
Was a, yeah, there was a young lady at one of the checkout counters, and I just I glanced at her, and then I just snapped my head right back, because it was an old girlfriend, someone I had gone out with
back
in the day. Yeah,
that's not good.
And I get this biggest friggin' grin on my face, and I'm trying not to laugh.
Well, and pray do tell. Well, there, well, Brian.
And Sarah says, "What's so funny?" I said, "You see that girl over there?" And we're walking. She goes, "Well, no, because some shelves were blocking us."
It's over.
Yeah, and I said, "Well, that is." I gave the name, and I said, "She and I dated a couple, you know, very briefly years ago, and this is back in the day when we were both young, and you know, and she was."
Did your wife have to go check her out then?
No.
She didn't have to go see who it was?
No. Sarah.
Well, that is great control.
The punchline for that, I'll tell you in a minute. So this young lady, there was a time where she was, you know, thin and pretty. She had all the right stuff in all the right places and plenty of it, you know. A line of guys just waiting for their turn, you know, and she was happy to burn through 5, 10, 15 of them. Of which I was one, and there was...
Oh, tell us how you feel there,
was,
Drake.
There was always... Well, no, I'm just... A lot of the girls back in the day, they were always like, I'm just waiting for the Lord to bring me the perfect person. So in the process of waiting, because this was a church...
it's fun when they blame God.
Yeah, yeah. So they're just burning through guys waiting for the Lord to give them the right one, and apparently it never happened with this young lady, because she is no longer, number one, she's no longer pretty. She lost a fight with the ugly tree, I mean, collided right with it, and she's not thin anymore. She looks like a potato, and there's no ring on any finger, and I think she noticed me, too, because she did her own little quick turn away, and I'm just like...
So the feeling was mutual. I wonder if she had the same thoughts about you.
I've only gained 10 pounds since the old days, so, you know, I don't look much different, maybe a little grayer, but it just struck me as like, oh, look, you were, at one point, you had every guy on the, you know, every guy wrapped around your finger just waiting for an opportunity, and now you got nothing. And she's not the only woman I've dated that is pushing 40 and now still single. There's like three others, one of whom sends herself flowers on Valentine's Day. And worse, she posts it on Facebook. But yeah, it's like all these women that were that use the excuse that it's just, you know, I don't feel like the Lord has brought you and blah blah blah. You know, all these excuses. Well, suddenly they've run out of guys, and now they're all alone. And I just think it's
hilarious. It's much easier to blame something on the outside rather than own it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And getting back to my wife and the punchline, as I explained this situation, and I'm like, gee, you know, you never forget. I thought you would forget the people that hurt you. You know, turns out you don't. And her reply was, well, I won, and she missed out. And I'm like, yes, you did.
Wow, you floated out of that place. Wow, look at the grin you got on right now.
Yeah, I shouldn't be this giddy that somebody or several somebodies are.
No, go ahead. You know, mock someone else's pain.
I'm not. Well, exactly. I shouldn't be doing that. But there is also a part of me that's like, well, that's what you get. You know? Oh. So yeah, that was that. I mean, that really isn't a crazy on the way. That, you know, nothing crazy happened on the way here, but that's something that happened about a week ago now. So
okay,
yeah, and it.
All right.
All I can do is think, you know, bless your hearts and
well, speaking,
carry on.
Speaking of things that already happened,
mm-hmm.
like a week ago or something, we went through Father's Day
mm-hmm.
while I was out.
That's right.
So we got to talk about Father's Day a little bit.
Okay. Well, happy belated Father's Day, first of all.
Thank you.
And, well, what is your story?
Well, so this comes from a long line of Father's Days being uneventful, where there was no plan or mm-hmm. whatever. In fact, some of them we do what other people want to do, and my way of celebrating Father's Day is to do what they want to do.
Now, how does that work?
It's part of being a dad.
Okay.
There's a positive side to it.
You can't crack the whip and say, no, we're doing
well,
this?
Well, no, that's what this year was. This year, I didn't crack the whip or anything. I just, weeks in advance, I just said, hey, don't make plans. I'm scheduling the whole thing. That's it.
Okay.
So We all went out and had like a brunch thing with a bunch of extended family, and then we went home, watched a movie, and hung out, and everybody was around. Later, we went out to sushi because that's what we're going to eat in heaven.
Oh,
and
well,
came home and relaxed and watched another show, and it was a great day. So I've got a new policy for Father's Day. I make the plans. That's it.
I'm the dad.
It's Dad's Day. Bow down.
That's the way it should be.
It should be. Yeah. I got a buddy who was telling me recently his family didn't really make any plans. He spent the day by himself. So I think I'm gonna have to incorporate him into my future dad's days.
Yeah,
it should like, be. Hey, that's it. He's coming.
A team dad day.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have fun when his kids actually call and say, "Hey, what are you doing? Where are you?" We'll say, "Well, we're over here having a party. So you either come or you don't." Wah, 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 wah. So, yeah.
Very good.
I very much enjoyed Father's Day, so that was good.
Well, right on.
What about you? I talked to my dad. You talked to your dad?
Yeah, we went to see him. I think, where did we go for dinner? We went to a Chinese place for dinner that he likes. And he and his wife told me everything I'm doing wrong and yada, you know, it was the usual
happy
thing.
Father's Day.
Yeah, it was the usual thing. That's right. You should be, yeah. I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad, but we had a nice time.
And, all right. Well, good.
So yeah, it was very good. So we're up on a break. Why don't we? Do you want to pick out what we're going to talk about?
Well, I am curious about the EV owners thing because I saw something about the new Tesla truck that's got my attention. But maybe we'll hit it after the break.
All right. So
mostly, I just want to prod one of my buddies who's getting one.
Yeah, there's a new survey that says EV drivers want to go back to gas vehicles, and we will cover that right after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. You know, I forgot to mention we did when you were gone. It was just me and Ziggy. We did music shows. Kind of a 70s show, and then we did an 80s show. And the 70s, we made the mistake of playing, I guess, a Michael Jackson tune because Spotify sent me a note very quickly saying that, you know, unless you have a license, you can't play this song.
Right.
And, you know, you got to either edit it or take it down. And I thought, well, I'm just going to take it down. We didn't get any strikes on the 80s show, though. So I guess it's only Michael's people that have their sniffers out to make sure that if he shows up anywhere, that, you know, they make sure someone has the appropriate license. Now, no problem airing it on radio slot, but because we have the license there.
Yeah.
But that protection didn't extend to Spotify, unfortunately. More electric vehicle drivers are thinking about switching back to internal combustion engine automobiles, according to new findings from the 2024 McKinsey & Company Mobility Consumer Global Survey. 46% of EV owners surveyed in the U.S. said they would likely return to driving gas vehicles. Globally, the survey of 30,000 respondents in 15 countries found that 29% of EV owners are likely to go back to driving gas. Australia topped the list, 49% confirming that they want to return to gas cars. And the reason they cite is the lack of public charging infrastructure and 35% saying that EVs are not good enough yet.
Yeah.
34% said that the cost of EV ownership was too high. Other reasons being disappointed with electric cars were their inability to charge at home, too much worry and stress about charging mobility requirements, and not enjoying the driving experience.
Yeah, this sounds like a youngster who's just quoting stuff they read off the internet. This is my problem I have with surveys.
Well, I am reading this off the internet, and I'm not exactly a youngster. Or are you meeting somebody else?
Yeah, you're one of those two. Surveys. The problem I have with surveys is, remember all the surveys that came out when Hillary was running for president?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd they all say? Hillary's going to win by a landslide.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what happened?
Nothing.
Trump won.
Well, Trump won, yeah.
Yeah, so they were all wrong. And it just bugs me because, you know, if you take a basic testing and measurements class in college, it'll explain the value of your sample size, what the bias is, all these different things so that you can get a real look at statistics and get a sense of what's actually true. I want to know how many people they actually interviewed. And then what you said in the article just now, 15 different countries?
Yes.
That doesn't affect me. I want to know, was America one? Well, America.
The U.S. was one of them, yeah.
U.S. was one of them. Okay, great. So 14 of those countries don't apply to me.
Right.
So this statistic is useless for me.
Well, okay, but this...
And I've never met an EV person who wasn't, like, over the moon in love with their car.
Or so they claim.
And that I got to wipe the saliva off of me when I'm done talking to them because they're so giddy about it.
Well, no,
they tell me about how much cheaper it is. You don't have to buy oil or radiator fluid or all this. I mean, basically, you got to charge it and get tires on it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
But could this be, though, a segment of the, not the first responder. There's always a group of people that whenever new technology comes out, they have to have it first. And could it be that these are people that have sampled the technology and decided it's not for them?
But I've also never met somebody with an EV who didn't also have access to a combustion engine vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody I know who has an EV, they also have a gas car. So if you really feel like you have to, or you're going to drive farther than you think you need to before you have to get a charge or whatever, you take the gas car.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anybody with a brain can figure that out.
Right.
So the survey is useless to me. I just think it's goofy.
Well, I'm not looking at it in terms of that. I'm just saying that there's a segment
Heard of Trump hate syndrome?
Yeah.
I think this is Elon hate or Musk hate syndrome.
Well, there are more electric cars than just Elon's.
I think this is the left going after putting out articles.
This would be the right, because the left is trying to push the EVs as the end all. And
okay, let me say it this way. I could do a survey today.
Mm-hmm.
I could survey 100 EV owners, and I bet you I could get close to 99% approval of their EV, and they'll never own anything else.
But there's that psychological aspect where people won't admit they made a mistake. So if they don't like their EVs, they're not going to tell you that.
Yeah, but those aren't the people I'm worried about.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it.
I think you're overthinking this. I think this is a group of EV drivers that have tried out the new technology and have decided
this is another example of social media gone wrong.
You're really overthinking this. You got a group of people that don't like something that's new, and they're going to go back to the old thing, and I don't see a problem there.
But that's true of anything.
I mean, I'm not attacking.
There's people that don't want to use computers anymore
and still bust out
their typewriter and put mystery oil on it.
Right. I use typewriters to type my novels, and the mystery oil lubricates everything. It's a machine. You can't hack a typewriter.
All I know is if I have an EV, I don't have to lubricate.
Right.
I never have to worry about
nobody,
oil.
Nobody's saying nobody is saying you can't have an EV. And if you and I mean, if you can have a manual transmission, and
I think
would
these people
like
in this survey, I think their EV should be taken from them.
They're going to give them up.
No, they should be taken. You don't have the you don't have the right to have an EV anymore.
Okay. I think you're getting a little too upset about it.
I know. I'm a little grumpy today.
It's tired. It's like people
too many hours on the road.
People who don't like the iPhone, they switch to Android or something. They find another option. That's all this is. But I do think it's interesting because you do hear a lot of enthusiasm about EVs, and here's the first time.
I bet your governor haircut's behind this in some way.
Now, why would the haircut be involved in it?
Oh, he's anti-Musk and all that whole thing.
But no, but he might be anti-Musk, but electric cars.
He's also upset because all the EV companies have left the state of California.
Well, and they're not getting gas tax and all that, so we're going to have a whole new set of taxes to pay because of them. So, you think it might be cheap now, but you're going to be paying for it later.
Most of the people that I respect, they won't answer survey questions anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth your time.
You always hear, too, when it comes to polls and surveys, especially during election season, I hear a lot of people say, I'm never polled, I don't know where these polls come from, et cetera, et cetera. After 2020, I switched my party affiliation from Republican to Independent because I thought the Republican Party did Trump dirty and I didn't want to be involved anymore, so I registered Independent. Ever since, my phone's been blowing up every time there's an election because somebody wants my opinion and they want me to take a survey. So I think if you want to get polled, you need to not be registered as one party or another because they probably think they know how you're going to vote. They want the independents.
That can be true.
Yeah.
I've been polled. Well, I've been registered as both parties at different times. And I noticed when I'm registered as a Republican, I don't get any survey stuff. Nobody sends me. But when I'm registered as a Democrat, I get bombarded with crud. And my number one question is always, how much are you paying me for this interview? Because my information is worth something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you're offering nothing, you just want free information for my time? I'm sorry. The going rate's $500 an hour. So here we go.
Okay. You said you were registered as a Democrat?
At times I've been registered as a Democrat. At times I've been registered as a Republican.
Just experimenting?
Well, there's advantages. If you register as this for something, then you can get something on the ballot or you can vote for this person or that person. So I've taken advantage of my registration thing.
I see. Okay.
Plus then it makes me more elusive and nobody knows really what I am. I don't give out my political party.
I understand.
So for this reason, this mm-hmm. kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
leave me alone.
Yeah,
unless you're going to pay me a lot of money.
I get it. I ignore those surveys, by the way. They usually, I notice that they don't call me. They send out a text, and it's like, will you take the survey? I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, the city I live in, I get texts regularly from them asking, mm-hmm. hey, would you be willing to participate in a mm-hmm. survey for our town? And I always block the caller and report his junk.
Yep.
Free information off a text message. I don't even have my kids text mess me anymore.
Why not?
If you want to talk to me, call me. Text message is like the worst form of communication ever.
Well,
there's no tone.
It is, but also
everything can be taken out of context.
When you just want a quick note that, hey, I'll be there in an hour, there's no reason to call for that.
No. If you want to send me your burger order, I want a double with cheese, no fries, that's text message. Anything beyond that, like you're not sure you want a burger, well, then you better call me because we're going to have a discussion over what we're having instead of burgers. I don't want a bunch of text messages.
Okay.
Right? I'm trying to protect my thumbs.
I understand. I think I understand. I really don't understand.
Here's how it makes sense, okay? My thumbs help me hold my cigars. That's what I save my thumb energy for.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Well, we got to take a break. Let's speaking of the haircut, let's talk about Gavin's proposal to... what is it?
Don't give it away.
No,
it's the dumbest proposal... Especially in light of recent history, just a cliffhanger.
Okay.
Right? It's a teaser.
All right, back after this. Drake and Scott, radioslot.com. I hate to interrupt the behind-the-scenes conversation, but...
they sometimes are more fun than what we put on the air.
I wish we could put them on the air all the time. But anyway, we're back, and are we going into this Newsom thing, or did you have something else?
Newsom. Okay. I did, during the break, figure out our post-game report.
I understand. Okay. So. Okay. Well, the haircut... He has proposed slashing budgets regarding public safety, such as prison and law enforcement, as the state simultaneously grapples with a crippling deficit and doubles down on climate goals relating to equity, yada, yada, yada. See, he already had a fight with the teachers union in this state because he wanted to cut the education budget, and they turned on him, and he caved. So now we're going to cut this stuff. So the California Democrats' proposed budget released in May notes that, quote, difficult decisions, unquote, are necessary to address the estimated $27.6 billion deficit, which is projected to continue for years to come. It includes a $97 million cut to trial court operations, $10 million to the Department of Justice's Division of Law Enforcement, and more than $80 million to the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. A Newsom spokesman initially told Fox News Digital that there were, quote, no cuts to law enforcement.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Yes. Quote, the budget...
I've already figured this one out.
Okay. Well, let me
no, keep going.
Because we're fair and balanced here, so let me get the other side. Quote, the budget proposes numerous ways to make government more efficient and reduce costs for taxpayers, including cuts on inmate spending. Since Governor Newsom took office in 2019, the state has made record investments in law enforcement, including $1.1 billion to tackle crime, support police, and hold criminals accountable, unquote. You were saying.
Well, let's start with the piece from the headline, right? California faces massive deficit.
Yeah, you know, and actually, so, the thing, so where'd the deficit come from?
That's my point.
You know, why you got to cut all this crap because of your frivolous and reckless spending?
I have the answer.
On what? Go ahead.
Gavin. The deficit came from Gavin, his policies, his decisions, mm-hmm. the things he promotes, the things he's been cutting. And it's making everybody leave.
Yeah.
He's bad leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I just went driving, right? I told you Phoenix, San Diego, sure. Mexico, all three places. Everywhere I went, I'm in a restaurant, I'm in a store, I'm talking to somebody on the street. All of them are like, what is the deal with your governor? Like, everybody knows it except for California.
Yeah. And he wants to run for president, and that's the reaction he's getting elsewhere.
No, the irony, that's, which is not funny, but funny,
mm-hmm.
is when he's made all these decisions, everybody leaves and he's promoting all this stuff. What's the one thing that's risen like crazy in California?
Crime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crime. And what is he proposing as the solution?
We cut cops, yeah.
We're going to allow crime to go even more. We're going to cut cops. We're going to
cut cops, prisons.
And corrections facilities. Mm-hmm. So you're going to make the problem worse
in
your attempt to fix it?
Yeah, there's not going to be enough cops to cover what's going on.
At what point are we going to figure out he's the problem?
Yeah, you can get away with more stuff this way because... You know,
I should probably
stop that train of thought.
Right. I think Taylor wrote that song as a biography of what Gavin should be singing. He's the problem.
Yeah.
This is so transparently sad and tragic. We've spent too much time on this already.
Well, no. Here's a line from Florida's chief financial officer who, made a comment on this story. He says, quote, what's happening in California is just the greatest disrespect of taxpayers' resources in the history of America. They're in a panic. They're in a free fall. They're looking for money to make up this enormous budget deficit they've got. And you know, you notice they're not cutting, at least they're not talking about cutting any of the other problems that have led to this deficit. It's like maybe cut back on all the free money and all the homeless help and all the other things that look at TikTok over here. What are you doing? Are you paying attention?
I TikTok and I don't stop. I'm looking up information. I got some great stuff for our clothes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, they don't want to cut the pet projects or the climate stuff or all the other left wing garbage. It's like, yeah, let's cut the cops.
Oh no, he's trying. There's a potential bill to be voted on coming up where any tax increase would have to be voted by.
That has already been blocked by the state Supreme Court. They've already sided with the governor on that one, so we're not going to vote on that.
No,
they're not going to let us vote on that.
I know.
Yeah.
So
Oh, that was your point?
That's my point.
Oh, okay.
Is he's trying to tax everything and make it worse, and you want to get more money, but then you don't want to protect anybody here.
It's like that sign when you leave the state. Was it something we taxed?
Yeah. He's brutal.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's pick on Zuckerberg next.
Yeah, let's go from one haircut to another.
Yeah. This one caught my attention because it was a rather misleading headline where it said Zuckerberg has a teenager problem, and I thought, ooh, but no, it's not that.
Man, you go dark easy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The actual headline is how Mark Zuckerberg's Meta failed children on safety, and it's actually a little more important. In April 2019, David Ginsburg, a Meta executive, emailed his boss, Mark Zuckerberg, with a proposal to research and reduce loneliness and compulsive use on Instagram and Facebook. In the email, Ginsburg noted that the company faced scrutiny for its product's impacts, quote, especially around areas of problematic use slash addiction in teens. He asked Zuckerberg for 24 engineers, researchers, and other staff, saying Instagram had a deficit on such issues. A week later, Susan Lee, now the company's chief financial officer, informed Ginsburg that the project was, quote, not funded because of staffing constraints.
So, or because there weren't funds, because we're in a deficit.
Well, yeah, and Facebook doesn't make as much money as they think, or as they say, or they don't care about these safety issues that leave kids and teens potentially exposed to predators because they somehow probably get something out of it. I'm not sure
revenue.
What that would be. Yeah.
Clicks.
Yeah.
So add space.
So that's more important than making sure that your teenage daughter doesn't get propositioned by a 40-year-old guy, you know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I don't have any teenagers anymore, so maybe I don't have to worry about this.
Oh, so it's not your problem. Okay, fine. I don't have
any. What a terrible perspective, right?
I don't have any kids, and I still think this is a problem. So.
No, really. I mean, what happened to traditional values? Like, we're going to protect our kids. We're going to be good stewards of our finances and run balanced budgets. We're going to put policies in place that are beneficial and actually give help.
Right. Well, here's the problem. The email exchanges are just one slice of evidence cited among more than a dozen lawsuits filed since last year by the attorneys general in 45 states and the District of Columbia. The states accuse Meta of unfairly ensnaring teenagers and children on Instagram and Facebook while deceiving the public about the hazards.
How many states?
45. So almost
all
of them.
How many do we have?
We have 50.
And we have a couple outlying. We got 45 of 50. You know, my stat class in college would have called that statistically significant.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here.
Right.
Yeah. When's Newsom going to talk about this?
Well, this isn't a Newsom issue. This is a Facebook issue.
And it's bigger than him.
Probably.
So, like, it's a Biden problem.
I don't even know if it's specific of a specific problem for politicians to get involved with, although they might probably have eventually.
He's not going
to
do anything about it either because he wants to walk behind all the girls and sniff their hair.
Well, yeah. you're not wrong. This is an issue where if the private enterprise won't get involved and fix it, then maybe the government should come in. A New York Times analysis of the state's court filings, including roughly 1,400 pages of company documents and correspondence, show how Zuckerberg and other Meta leaders reportedly promoted the safety of the company's platform, playing down the risks, even as they rejected employee pleas to bolster youth guardrails and hire additional staff. So you've got people on your staff who are on the front line saying this is a problem, and then you've got the boss saying, nah, it'll be fine. Is that really good business leadership?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. I thought these gardeners were going to be done. I was told they'd be done.
Hey, you know what? I love that sound. Somebody's working.
Yeah, that's
earning true. An honest wage.
And these microphones aren't that sensitive, so it probably won't come through. But if you hear buzzing and the sounds of a leaf blower, that's the reason why. We're outside
I'm
today.
Just on my phone. You're on a leaf blower. What are you doing?
Yeah. So, yeah, Facebook sucks. And they're tricking your kids into getting propositioned by pedophiles. So there you go. Use it at your own risk.
How much time do you spend on Facebook these days?
I don't know. I mean, when I'm bored at work, I'll browse around and I'll drop memes and make snarky comments. And I'm just there to entertain.
Return the question.
I'm there to entertain and enlighten. How much time do you spend on Facebook?
I can't remember the last time I went on.
Yeah.
Why would I spend my time on that?
Do you even have a Facebook?
I think I might still have one.
Uh-huh.
But what's the return?
There isn't any. It's a time sink. It's something to do when you're bored. Although in some cases, all of my publisher is on there, my writer pals. I mean, we do communicate through Facebook to talk business, but not a lot. Mostly I'm just dropping Hawktua memes, you know.
Well, I have to correct something. Because I said texting is the lowest form of communication.
Uh-huh.
I just figured out I was wrong.
Mm.
Social media is the lowest form of communication.
But it's convenient. It might be, but it's...
That's probably one of the defining things of worst form of something, when it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a whole bag of chips. I should eat them. Why? Well, they're here.
They're here, yeah.
You know, I hate when people say that. Why'd you do it? Well, because I could. That's the worst reasoning there is. How are you going to feel in 25 minutes after that whole bag?
I don't know.
Unless they're Fritos.
I quit that stuff. That's why I'm down 10 pounds.
All right. I'm going to stick to carrots and apples.
Yeah, they're not terrible. I mean, it's...
Zucchini!
You just want something to munch on. You might as well... Of course, I eat a lot of carrots to improve my eyes, and as you can see, that doesn't help too much.
Hey, so I want to skip this episode. I want to skip the thing about 20 ways American history is repeated.
Yeah,
save that for next.
That's going to take some time.
Next week,
yeah,
because that one looks very interesting.
Especially because it'll be post-debate, and we can tie it in with
yeah, that. We got a debate coming up.
Well, by the time this airs, the debate will have happened, so it's hard to talk about it intelligently. I mean, it'll
air on Spotify tonight.
Well, yeah, but still, no one's gonna
Saturday on Radio Slot.
Yeah, so that's a day after the debate.
So it'll be fun to say, like, what are you looking forward to in this? It'll be fun to look back on it and say.
I think I know
what I'm looking forward to.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the words that our current president makes up, like non-existent, unintelligible words.
Okay.
Bad of calf care.
None of that's going to happen.
You don't think so?
No. It is. They will have him doped up so
they're
bad.
They're going to give him a strong shot of a cocktail.
If they're doping him up. And yeah. I know. But I'll just, you know.
Have you met his son?
Yes.
I think he's all for doping.
I understand. No, what's going to happen is that debate is going to be boring. It's going to be two old guys arguing back and forth, one of whom will have already been given all the questions so he can work on his answers. The other is going to have his microphone turned off quite a bit so he doesn't obloviate and say dumb things.
Well, he's just going to shoot from the hip.
It's just going to be a normal back and forth, and it's not going to change anything.
So zero information, but will it be entertaining?
No.
Will you watch?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, yeah.
Okay, because next week I want to see what comes out of this. Because I might... Of course,
now that you mention it, maybe I should watch to see if I'm right. So we can make this bet now that I don't think anything significant is going to happen. You think there's going to be made up words, et cetera, and then we can come back on Monday and see who was right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know how much I hate traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I hate the most about it is you sit in it for 25 minutes, and when you finally get to the place where it clears up, some poor person is stuck on the side of the road with their hood up,
yeah,
and everybody stopped to look.
Well, last week that happened with me, where there was a big rig crash. The big rig was not only tipped over, it was facing the wrong way.
Yeah, see, so. I purposely don't look at that stuff, because I don't want to perpetuate the problem. I just move on.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to watch someone else's train wreck. I feel bad. But this train wreck, I'll probably would watch. I'll stop and block traffic just to watch this for the entertainment value.
Right on.
I want to see if Trump's hair even moves.
It won't.
It won't. Okay.
he likes that hairspray. All right.
I want to look for when the times Biden's lips should be moving and he's just silent, stuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it would be nice if there was a disaster like that. I just don't think there's going to be.
So. And I can't wait till abortion comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love watching the left side try to explain
that. Well, you know, that's why the rumor is that Biden pooped himself in front of the Pope. And my only response to that was, if you're as responsible for as many abortions as Joe Biden is, you'd poop yourself in front of the Pope, too.
Oh, wow.
So we got to take a break. Back with our post-game wrap-up after this. Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com, back with our post-game wrap-up. And I'm disappointed I didn't get to use any more of our drops today. like my new favorite.
What that mouth do?
You could say that about Gavin.
And, there's no context for this.
What that mouth do?
Yeah, look at the state of our state.
I went up to, you know, the day I met my wife, I went up to her and I said,
what that mouth do?
You're terrible.
And six years later, we're still married.
Yeah, the worst thing, she said yes, is what, that's the first thing, the worst.
Well, it's better than asking,
why are you gay?
Well, that's what she asked you.
Doesn't that make you gay?
Oh, gosh. All right, let's get to the post-game report. Cause okay.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
This is terrible. All right, today's post-game report brought to you by surveys.
Okay.
Never, ever take a survey at face value. Never. They're always wrong. They're always skewed. There's always a bias. They're trying to sell something, either a perspective, a political agenda. They're trying to make money for a product. There's always something twisted. You got to figure out what in the survey is biased. Like, why are they skewing it? Because for example, this EV thing we got into, I just was doing a little surfing on the internet. And if you take a poll of just United States citizens, their EV approval rating is through the roof. They love it. Okay. Now, is that bias?
Probably. I don't know.
All you did was survey United States EV people, right? Survey a wider audience, you'll get a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And here's a great example. Because the question is about selling your used vehicle. And do EV owners want to get rid of their used vehicle? Okay, great. How many used EVs are for sale right now in those 15 countries?
I don't know, and I don't even know if I
There's
care.
There's few. No, but here's the point.
Okay.
How many combustion used vehicles are for sale in those same 15 countries? Astronomically more. How many combustion-owning people get rid of their combustion car and go get something different? It's a much higher percentage. It's actually 100%, because at some point you got to get rid of your car.
Sure.
That would be a totally skewed survey if you tried to do it. Here's the thing. Instead of surveys, follow the money. Follow things that make sense, and like, is somebody going to actually make money off this? Then you know that's why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's simple things that you can see. We got a shopping center in our town. They just put in 25 superchargers in their one parking lot. 25.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way anybody's investing that much money in 25 chargers if they weren't going to make money off it. So I trust that 25 charger survey over this joking 46% of EV owners want to get rid of their car and get a combustion. No.
I think somebody's making money. I still say you're overthinking it, and that's, you know, if you want an EV, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. It's like iPhones.
If this many EV people want to get rid of their cars, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's better for you. You can buy one used,
and the price comes down.
Sure.
Supply and demand.
All right.
I think everybody should have to take an economics class.
You should be excited about it.
And they should have to take a testing and measurements class. And they should have to be able to define bias.
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't think they should be allowed to make any decisions.
Oh, okay. All right.
Man, I'm grumpy today.
That's right.
Face value is usually not face value.
Well, that I'll agree with, yeah.
Brought to you by surveys.
The third T is for testy today.
Yeah, Scott's third T stands for testy today, for
it
sure.
It also stands for your Taylor tattoo that you didn't get.
That I will never get. She never gets ink in my world.
Okay. All right, well, I don't have anything else to say. I guess that's it for today's show. It went by very quickly. Last week I told Ziggy that eventually we need to get to 2 hours, but that might take some doing.
Is that why he didn't show up this week? Is afraid he's going to have to do 2 hours?
No, he didn't show up this week because somebody else couldn't show up on Monday.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate the people that do listen to our 1 hour. And if you have thoughts about that, email us, drakeandscott@gmail.com.
Scott with three T's.
Scott with three T's. @gmail.com. And if you don't know how to spell and, then we're not going to read your email. because we won't have it.
That's right.
And tell us what you think.
All right.
What should we do?
Yes, please do. Yeah, please do give us some feedback. Anyway, we get one guy who usually leaves a note on Spotify, and that's about it. And he's a friend of mine, so
all right,
I don't know if he counts. All right, that's it for this week. We will see you next week. It's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.
Meow. What that mouth do?